Support for Studio One is provided by Ed Hill at HVAC Incorporated, providing services to commercial, industrial, and residential clients. Plumbing, heating and air, electrical, duct cleaning, building automation, controls, indoor air quality, and now solar energy. HVAC, 423-989-5000 or online at HVACBristol.com. This session is for Saturday, December 17th, 2011. I'm Dave Carter, your host, Mike Strickland, our studio engineer. Today we have the Oldfields Singers, a group of shape note singers from right here in our area. Just everyday folks. Most of them look normal and everyday. We'll meet them and hear them in just a moment. But first, I'd like to, for people that may not know exactly, what is he talking about? Shape notes. What's that all about? Well, I looked this up in Wikipedia, and usually you can get a good primer on any subject from that source. It says, shape notes are a music notation designed to facilitate congregational and community singing. The notation, introduced in 1801, became a popular teaching device in American singing schools. Think Stamps Baxter and those guys. American singing schools. Shapes were added to the note heads in written music to help singers find pitches within major and minor scales without the use of more complex information found in key signatures on the staff. Shape notes of various kinds have been used for over two centuries in a variety of music traditions, mostly sacred, but also secular, originating in New England, practiced primarily in the southern region of the United States for many years, and now experiencing a renaissance in other locations as well. In fact, in our parking lot right now is a vehicle that has a bumper sticker that says Shapehead. You know, and I'm thinking of the, you know, Jimmy Buffett, the parrot heads, you know, they're really keen on being supporters of Jimmy Buffett's music. But we have, there's that kind of seriousness, shape heads here today. Don Wiley is the person I communicated with to put this all together. I want to thank you for coming and bringing this wonderful ensemble of singers, Don.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us, Dave.
We've got a lot to talk about this music and your performance coming up tomorrow at Sycamore Shoals. But why don't we get started with some of this very, very wonderful music. Where are we going to begin, Don?
We'll begin with 323, Holy Manna. This is a traditional song for the many all-day singings open with. And what we'll be hearing is we'll get the keynote. Then we'll sing the shapes, and then we'll sing the words, and we'll sing verses 1 and 3.
Great. Thank you, Don.
Do, mi, so, do. So,
That's great. That's just wonderful, wonderful music. You're listening to this live session in Studio One on 89.5 WETS FM and WETS HD One. We have the Oldfield Singers. We got 14 folks here in the room sitting around in a circle, and this music is usually done seated, isn't it? Am I right about that?
It has been. Yeah. I'm told that was kind of a later development as people began to do this, and the symbolism to me is that the singers sing to God and to each other. And so we're kind of turning our backs on the outside world and joining in harmony.
In a circle, in this, seated, and the kind of like little motto is, come sit a spell, let's sing. I like that. I like that. What attracted you to this music, Don?
I'd have to say that it was a memory from my father of telling me that when he was a boy, he went to singing school. And then just hearing about it, I don't know that I even heard a recording until I went down to Sevier County in the 80s and heard it, an all-day singing at a little wooden church on the road between Pigeon Forge and Townsend. Didn't even sing that day. I was a bashful one. We sat in the back with our six-month-old baby on the pew in between us. Though I was invited to sing, but then once I heard it, I had the bug. I was bit.
And you're, of course, your wife is here with you.
Julianne's my wife.
And who are some of the other folks we have in this group today?
We have Jeff Farr from Greenville, who is the leader of a shaped note group that meets down there that sings from a different book. We're singing from the Christian Harmony. Jeff and his group sing from the New Harp of Columbia, which is even older than this 1863 book.
Wow. Wow.
We have Rhody Jane Meadows, who is a musician, instructor of all things old and traditional.
Good for her.
Any number of other people here. Do you want me to introduce everybody?
Well, not right now. Let's sing another song, and we'll get to all those other names here in shortly.
We've got a Christmas song here for you, 137. This is named in our book Antioch. This is the name that the composer, Lowell Mason, gave it.
Oh.
Why he did that, we don't know, but it's come to be known by another title, which I think people will recognize. Jeff?
Do, mi, so, do.
Do,
do. Do.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature
and
sing.
Heaven and nature
and
sing.
Wonders of his love.
Goldfield Singers on Studio One. They meet every third Sunday and at the Sycamore Shoals State Historic Area. They'll be in the theater tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Sunday the 18th at 2 o'clock. They get together and they sing the Shapes, and they do it from like 2 to around 5. And I guess it goes without saying that if you're interested, come on out, show up, join in. You're more than welcome. And what I really like about this is I sense a real camaraderie. And everybody here has found something that they have something in common with everybody else here. Nobody's a professional, but everybody can experience this joy of singing, which is what the purpose of the Shapes were to start with. So you're carrying on a tradition going back 200 plus years and having a good time doing it. And so I would encourage anybody, you're sitting around the house feeling kind of blue, you know maybe you want to do something, get around people, but you don't know what, where, or who. Mm-hmm. This is one of those options in life. So just keep it in mind as we sing here today, as we share this, and I'll remind you about the Sycamore Shoals thing. Why the name Old Field Singer? This is a great story. Who wants to give that explanation of the Watauga Fields?
Does anybody know besides me?
I think it's you, Don. I think you're the man.
It's actually on the plaque in front of the Carter County Courthouse, put by the Daughters of the American Revolution. The plaque was put there in 1936, if I'm not mistaken, denominating it as the Old Fields. And the legend is that the land on which the park and a great deal of Jonesboro and the Shoals sits is was cleared when the Cherokee got here.
You mean Elizabethton?
Yes, Elizabethton. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
And while it's not necessary that a lot of shape note groups just name themselves by the town they sing in, or in Jeff's case, the state, which is the old state of Franklin Singers. Mm-hmm. I just thought recognizing the history of the area in the Old Fields was appropriate, since the people at the park there have been so kind and so good and welcoming to us to use the facility.
And they got along with the Indians pretty well back in the early days, didn't they, when the first settlers came in?
I'm going to have to leave that to someone else. I don't know.
We'll bring one of those historians over from Sycamore Shoals to tell us how welcoming the Indians really were. But
they got a fort there for a reason.
Good point, Don. Okay, we're going to sing another song here. We've got the Old Field Singers, shape note singing, folks, and this is the way it's been done for a couple of hundred years. What are we going to hear here, Don?
Let's bring up another Christmas song, number 346. This you're going to hear a more kind of a mournful sound, if for lack of a better word. Name is Star of the East, and we'll sing both verses of this. Jeff?
Do ti la mi la.
One, two.
La mi la mi la so so la si la si la.
La Jolie, so
shining. Low lies his bed with the beast of the stall. Angels adore him in slumbers reclining. Wise men and shepherds before him do fall. Brightest and best of the sons of the morning, dawn on our darkness and lend us thine aid. Star in the east, the horizon adorning, guide where our infant Redeemer was laid.
Beautiful, beautiful singers. Absolutely. Let me go ahead and mention this. Since the spring of 2011, there's a monthly singing school up in Roan Mountain on the first Sunday of each month. Rhoda Jane Meadows leads the class in learning the rudiments and working on the parts. Location is the Roan Mountain Methodist Church on Main Street. Main Street's the very next right turn past the road up to the park. If you're coming from Elizabethton, it's a little hidden, but there's a BP station there. School commences at around 2 o'clock for about a two-hour session. Some of our other singers here are Tony Townsend, Cheryl Sammons, Art Lang, and we heard Jeff Farr's name. Jeff's the keeper of the pitch, a very important guy. You know, back in the caveman days, there was a guy who was in charge of the fire, and, you know, very respected fella, and I'm suspecting Jeff is just as important in this group. Jeff, how long you've been into this shape note singing, and why? What do you what do you get out of this?
Oh, well, I have been singing for about 13 years now.
Wow.
Shape note singing. Funny thing was, I was familiar with some of the tunes. I'm a church organist and used to playing, you know, Wondrous Love and some of these tunes that I've enjoyed. I read an article in Southern Living magazine advertising shape note singing and a sing over at Hedrick's Chapel in Weirs Valley. And my wife and I went and took our two young children. My son was an infant at the time. And before I was even in the building, I was in love with the music. I could hear it just, you know, reverberating in this small country church. And I was hooked. I went home and looked through some music that I had, because I grew up in a church that used shape notes, had shape note hymnals, but we really didn't sing the shapes. And I found an old book that belonged to my great-grandfather. And it was a tattered copy of the New Harp of Columbia, which is a book that's traditionally used in East Tennessee, and that was the book we were using that day. So I have a family connection that had been lost, you know, for a couple of generations, but I feel good about bringing that back now.
I've heard the phrase, the name, sacred harp music. Is that pretty much the same thing that we're talking about here, sacred harp, or is that a specific hymnal, or who wants to address that?
Leslie, would you like?
I've been appointed.
Leslie, go ahead.
What we sing with Christian Harmony and New Harp of Columbia is seven shapes, do to do.
And these have those names that people are familiar with from grade school, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Right.
Except there's seven.
Sacred Harp has four shapes.
Oh.
So they're fa, sol, la, fa, sol, la, mi, fa.
Oh.
And I love singing Sacred Harp, but when I've been to an all-day Sacred Harp singing, I am desperate to find a doe.
I think I get your drift there. There's a little bit more variety, and just three extra notes makes a big difference. We're going to take a short break right now. I've got some other show dates to mention this weekend. We got a lot more of this wonderful shape note singing from the Old Field Singers coming your way, so don't go away. Please stay with us. Studio One is supported by Strings, a musical instrument store located in Bristol, Tennessee. Their bluegrass room features vintage Martin and Gibson guitars, used Gibson Mastertone banjos, and a great assortment of experienced musical instruments. Strings, 423-652-1234, and on the web at bristolstrings.com. We'll be right back.
This week on American Roots, Loretta Lynn. She blazed a trail through the male-dominated world of country music. Then rockabilly guitarist and singer Bill Kirchen tells us what it's like to be the Titan of the Telecaster. And a visit with a Cajun band of brothers, Les Frères Michaud. I'm Nick Spitzer. Join me for American Roots from PRX.
Saturday afternoons at 3 on WETS.
Swing it, Daddy-o. This is Larry Gross. This week's Mountain Stage features the Milk Carton Kids, Sarah Siskin, Lucy Wainwright Roach, the Chandler Travis Trio, and Blues and Jump Jazz from the Nighthawks.
Hi, this is Mark Winter of the Nighthawks. Join us this week in live performance on Mountain Stage.
Saturday nights at 8 on WETS-FM.
Okay, tonight at the Carter Family Fold-Up in Hilton's, Virginia, they're presenting a special Christmas program in lieu of admission. Please bring a donation of canned goods for the local food bank. If you're not bringing canned goods, donations can be made. A donation of $7 for adults. All proceeds go to the food bank. Anyone 12 and under admitted free of charge. Those attending are asked to bring finger foods, two-liter drinks, cups, plates, napkins, kind of a potluck thing. Christmas music will be performed. And refreshments served. Afterwards, we'll have music by the Town Branch Bluegrass Band and others. Musicians donate their time for this special Christmas show. That's the Carter Fold in Hilton's tonight at 7:30, their annual Christmas program. Potluck, family dance, contra dance, holiday celebration tonight. It starts around 5:30, the potluck does, performing, and this is the contra dance and holiday party. David Wiley sent this along. Any relation to you, Don?
Not that I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, the potluck starts at 5:30. Family dance from 6 to 7 with Santa, Warren Doyle, doing the calling. Snacks and treats from Earth Fair, the contra dance from 7:30 to 10:30, and that's at the historic Jonesboro Visitor Center, and that's from David Wiley from the historic Jonesboro Dance Society. Moccasin Gap performing at Bellamy Hardware tonight, 7:30. Bellamy's located at 1716 Main Street, Sirgoinsville, Tennessee. Check out the website, bluegrass@bellamy.com. Thank you, Mayor Johnny Greer. Song of the Mountains presenting their final concert for 2011 at the historic Lincoln Theater, Marion, Virginia, tonight. That gets started at 7 o'clock with the Roys, Goldwing Express, David Holt and the Lightning Bolts, Monroeville, and auto harp musician James Smith. Oh, let's see here. Tonight at the Paramount Theater, State Street in Bristol, Eddie Miles presents an Elvis Christmas, hailed as the best by the people who knew and performed with Elvis, J.D. Sumner, Charlie Hodge, Ed Enoch, Terry Blackwood. They all think Eddie Miles is the stuff. So an Elvis Christmas tonight at the Paramount Theater in Bristol. Sunday, tomorrow at 7 p.m., they'll have the First Christian Church, the Gift of Christmas, celebrating the season with the beautiful sounds of the First Christian and Woodlawn Baptist Church choirs. Admission is free tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Daly and Vincent at the Paramount Center in Bristol, Saturday, January the 7th, and backed by popular demand, Set the Controls, recreating the music of Pink Floyd, Saturday, January 14th, 8 p.m. at the Paramount. And just looking around very quickly, Johnson's Crossroads is at Machiavelli's tonight, Annie Robinette at Cafe Twist, Demon Waffle at CG Garage, The Back Talkers, Billy Crawford's new blues band at the Bus Pit at Bonefire Smokehouse in Kingsport on Main Street tonight. Jerry Malone is at Cappy's Apex. Gravel Road, their CD release party at La Campina in Kingsport. Shane at the VFW up in Pennington. Boneyard Rejects at Rush Street. Rambling Rose at Dave Thompson's Produce out there on the 107. The Delta Playboys at the Holiday Inn, Exit 7 in Bristol. Brim Leal entertains at his Latin Bistro. Little club music and good Latin food. Bodega 105. And that's on South Roan Street in Johnson City. Brim Leal. And a great disaster / same old sound. Music at the Acoustic Coffee House tonight. Walnut Street in Johnson City. Melting Clockheads at Woodstone Deli. Wow, there's a lot going on. And I hope you found something in there that you'd like to do. We mentioned earlier that our singers here today, the Oldfield Singers, are having a gathering at Sycamore Shoals. They're in the theater at Sycamore Shores State Historic Park in Elizabethton at 2 p.m. tomorrow. But, Don, you said it's not a performance. It's kind of just a gathering, a practice. But still, people can come, can't they?
People can absolutely come. Okay. This is our time when we, as opposed to an all-day singing, which often usually has dinner on the grounds, which we just had one last weekend over in Rutherford, North Carolina. Our third Sundays are, we classify them as practice workshops. And when we take a slower pace, we can break a song down and do parts. We can welcome newcomers.
Right.
And that is absolutely what we are all about, is bringing new people into the tradition. It doesn't stand still. We need to grow. We need new people. We need people who will come and give this a fair try.
Well, I think everybody here seems to share that. I'm hearing that same thing. When I first heard it, I was hooked. I fell in love with this the first time I actually saw people, and I realized I could do this.
Exactly.
You know, is that pretty much true of everybody here? Yeah? Well, I tell you what, we'll get into more of that. Let's sing some more right now, though. We have the Oldfield Singers. We're talking shape note singing. Goes back 200-plus years, and we have a group of people here in Studio One that have found something they really enjoy doing, and they're here sharing it with us. What are we going to hear now, Don?
Let's sing 215 in that morning. We'll sing 1 and 2, and we repeat the chorus on both verses.
Wow. I have a notation here that the words to that go all the way back to 1743. Is that right? John Scenic, Sacred Hymns for the Use of Religious Society?
Yes, that would have been the time that it was first in a printed hymnal. Now, what Mr. Walker did, who compiled this book...
Well, now, tell us about William Walker. Is that Singing Belly?
The copyright rules weren't quite so rigid back then as they are now, and so there was a good deal of borrowing, although Mr. Walker says he tried to give credit where he could.
Mm-hmm.
William Walker was... he was a near neighbor of this area, from Union County, which is near Spartanburg in South Carolina.
Right.
He was actually a minister, but his music became his calling, and
he was known as Singing Billy.
Singing Billy Walker. And in fact, I've got a singing friend over in North Carolina whose great grandfather bought a book from Billy Walker's own hand. So,
wow.
He was a compiler, though, as well as a composer. So he would take songs that were that maybe hadn't even been written down that he would hear at a church or even a camp meeting and write them down. And he was born in 18-something, but 1835 is when he compiled his first songbook, a four-shaped book called The Southern Harmony.
Ah.
And by 1860, 1870, that book had sold 600,000 copies. It was an extremely popular book in the South. And
a bestseller.
Many of the following books directly borrowed from Southern Harmony. And then Mr. Walker later released The Christian Harmony, which is the book we sing from in 1866, I believe it was.
Let me remind folks that you're listening to this live session in Studio One on 89.5 WETS FM and WETS HD1. We have the Oldfield Singers, and you'll find a website devoted to this group and their music. Just type in a Google search, Oldfield Singers. You'll find them. That's the easiest way to do it. And if you're interested in getting involved and this sounds like something you'd enjoy doing, well, then just stay tuned. We'll tell you again how to get in touch with them and join up, but right now we're going to sit a spell and let's sing.
We're singing Wondrous Love 359, and we're going to sing 1, 2, and 3.
Do mi do la.
The tempo measure and then beat the rest. Sound the note.
Love me, me, so la, so, so la, la, so me, la, so me, la, so me, so me, la, so
Oldfield Singers on Studio One, 89.5 WETS FM and WETS HD1. Let me see if I can't get somebody to talk to me. Art, where you at? You want to say something? Art, tell us why shape note singing? How'd you get into this?
Well, for one, the sheer emotion that one feels when singing or listening to or singing. And I have ulterior motives, too. The shape note singing is helping me with my musical development and ability to sight read. So that's my reasons for being into it. I just got into it this summer, so I'm very new to it, and I am enjoying it immensely.
How did you make the discovery? How did you find these people?
Oh, I've heard shape note singing before, and attended some workshops, but then I heard it was happening at Sycamore Shoals, and I don't live far from there, so I dropped down, and now I'm one of them.
Oh, thank you, Art.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That's. I think there's a common feeling about that. Let's see. Where's Ellie Hemjet?
Yemet.
What is it?
Yemet.
What is that? Swedish?
Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Yes.
How about you, Ellie? What do you get out of this?
When I first came to this area, I was involved with a madrigal choir from Boone, and we did Wondrous Love that we just sang, as well as the madrigals and David's Lamentation. So I became interested knowing some people who did shape note singing, but when I came to a shape note group and we sang in the square like we're doing today with that wonderful sound all around us, that sold it for me.
Well, you know, you mentioned madrigal, and I hear a lot of that Elizabethan Renaissance era madrigal style of singing here. We've had madrigal singers from Milligan College here in Studio One in years past, and I hear some of that same thing going on. Maybe it's just the harmony structure, but what I'm referring to is something that's very pleasing to the ear, very harmonious, and makes you want to hear some more of it. So that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to put in a request for some more singing.
Let's sing 55 on the bottom. Idemia. And I'm told this song was used in the soundtrack of a movie named Cold Mountain.
Oh.
So this might be familiar to more of your listeners.
Great.
We'll sing 1 and 3 on this, Jeff.
Now you're referring to verses.
Verses 1 and 3.
Okay.
Do mi do la.
La. La, la, re, mi, mi, la, la, sol, mi, re, do, re, mi, la, sol, mi, re, la, re, la, si, do, re, so. Must end.
actually gave you three verses on that one, Dave.
No extra charge.
A bonus. I love it. Thank you so very much. Yes, oldfieldsingers.com is where you'll find them on the web, and it is a very interesting website, chock full of information that you might be wondering about, these folks and this style of singing, the history of it, very historic. Back in the days when this originated, there wasn't a great proliferation of musical instruments. Very few churches had anything resembling an organ or even a piano, or, you know, you might find somebody within 25 miles that had a fiddle. So making music, which is something I believe that's innate to human beings. You go all over the world, and every culture has some music that they had to have that gets them through the hard times and inspires them. And this is no different. This is music that comes from the heart and soul. And so delighted to have these singers in here with us. Let's see, Judy Jones. Where's Judy at? Judy, what do you like about this shape note stuff?
Well, I discovered this summer before last. I went to the Friends General Conference, the National Quaker Meeting, and we had workshops in the morning and then in the afternoon various activities. And mm-hmm. I saw in the brochure they had shape note singing, and I thought, I'll just go see what that is. And I went into this room. It was a big round art gallery, and which turned out to have wonderful acoustics, and we had people from Alaska and New York City and North Carolina and all over the world, and they sat down there in a square and made this beautiful harmony.
My, my.
And I sat out one song and then joined in and sang every afternoon from 4 to 6 for the rest of the week. And then as soon as I got out of there, I went back to the computer center and found Don's website and found they were only 8 miles from my house, and they did this regularly, so I've been here ever since.
What do you do? Are you
I'm a retired government administrator, but I play the piano for the Johnson City Gospel Choir, the Senior Center's Gospel Choir.
Excellent. But you don't have to have the musical history that you have. I mean, this was designed for people who have no musical education, correct?
Exactly. And anybody can walk in and sit down and make wonderful music without, I mean, we don't practice, we just sing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And one more time for somebody that might be interested in feeling this out and joining in perhaps, how do they do that, Don?
Just show up at Sycamore Shoals State Historic Area tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. We'll be in the theater side. We'll be sitting in plastic chairs in a square, and we'll have loaner books available. We'll have a couple of charts to do a little introductory introduction. We'll try to put you next to an experienced singer, because that's the way we learn.
Yeah.
We sit next to a singer and we listen and try to sound like they do.
And it's... You'd be surprised how easy it is to fall right into it, I bet.
It is.
We're going to hear some more music now from the Old Field Singers on this live session in Studio One.
We're going to give you a fuguing tune now. Fuguing tune, it sounds kind of like a round when we come in on the chorus. 293, Lennox. Let's sing two verses, one and two only, and repeat on the last. Repeat the chorus on the second verse.
Do, mi, so, do.
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 Jubilee.
Rhody Jane Meadows got her own little group going on up there in Roan Mountain. Is this thing picking up in popularity? I mean, is this becoming more and more? I get a sense of that.
It definitely is. What we do in Roan Mountain is a real school. It's a real knockdown version. We go so slow that absolutely anybody can get it. And we do encourage people who maybe need just a little bit extra. If you go to the workshop at Seeking More Shoals, It'll give you the bug, and then if you want to learn more, you'll come on over to Roan Mountain to join us over there. We're just very slow in Roan Mountain, and we like it that way.
And that is at the Roan Mountain Methodist Church on Main Street. And
it is the first Sunday of every month, and we are going to do it the first Sunday of January, which happens to be New Year's Day. Yeah. We feel like that's a fine way to bring in the new year. Right, Don?
Tell it. So how long have you been doing this, Rhody Jane?
I actually grew up with it some. I used to go to all-day singings when I was real young, but what I really went for was the dinner on the grounds, to be perfectly honest. We still do that.
I mean, just looking around the room, I get a sense that there's a bunch of us here that like the idea of the dinner on the grounds thing.
Amen.
But there is so much more to it than that. You know, can you speak to the camaraderie and just the fellowship?
Absolutely. The spirit amongst the group is, to me, what it's truly all about. We find places, as you say, common ground in that we love to sing, and we call the words the poetry. And to me, that's where we really do connect. A lot of the time, we'll look up from the singing and you'll catch somebody's eye and you'll feel that spark of sharing the thought of what we are all about.
And you have a ready-made family anywhere in the country or far-flung places around the world. You could sit down in any Hollow Square and sing and be part of that family.
Absolutely.
Very, very good point. I'm glad you made that, Jeff, no matter where you go. Jeff Farr, and that was Rhody Jane Meadows. Thank you so much. We're going to sing some more.
We're going to get another Christmas song in 428 Zero. See, that old clock on the wall is moving on right ahead. Jeff? And we'll sing 1, 2, and 4. 1, 2, and 4.
Do mi so
la.
1, 2.
Do.
You're listening to the Oldfield Singers, Shape Note Singing, and on this live session in Studio One. We've just got about 7 minutes. I don't want to miss out on Angel Band.
Let's sing a verse of Angel Band, and then we'll do our closing numbers. 117.
Well, we may have a little bit more time than that. I need like 5 minutes of music, so we may have time for, because these are all kind of condensed versions for the purpose of the broadcast.
Just sing the words on one verse of Angel Band.
There we go. Thank you, Don.
Do mi so, do.
My way, the sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph is begun. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. I know I'm near the holy ranks of friends and kindred dear. I brush the dew on Jordan's banks. The crossing must be near.
Absolutely. Let me just take a moment here and thank all of our singers. I want to thank singing in the treble. We got Jeannie Walker and Kim Treese. Is that correct? Tracy? Okay. Our bass singers, Don Wiley and John Taft. Our alto, Julianne Wiley, Judy Jones, Connie Kincaid, Leslie Boer, and Ellie Chimet. Yemet. Ellie Yemet. It's Norwegian. What do you want? Lead and tenor singers, we got Rhody Jane Meadows, Jeff Farr, the keeper of the tone, the notes. Thank you, Jeff. Tony Townsend, Cheryl Sammons, and Art Lang. What a great bunch. Did I leave someone out?
Harvey.
Thanks for being here, Harvey. Harvey Tester. Couldn't have done it without him. Okay, I think we are at that point where we can do our last thing here. Let me go ahead and thank our underwriter, Ed Hill at HVAC Incorporated, providing services to commercial, industrial, and residential clients. And now got the solar energy thing going on at HVAC, 423-989-5000, or online at hvacbristol.com. Don Wiley, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you for having us. We've enjoyed it immensely. Let me mention, after this, about 3 o'clock, we're going to be at Barnes & Noble at a book signing. Jennifer Bauer, the park manager at Sycamore Shoals, is signing her book at Sycamore Shoals, and we're going to give her some back. I mean, signing at Barnes & Noble, and we're going to give her some background.
In Johnson City.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We'll sing this little ditty, and then we'll go right into the words on Traveling On for our closing song.
First two verses
again. First two verses.
Do, do. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do, do, mi, so, so.
Do, so, so.
Do, so, so. Do, so, so. Do, so, so. Do, so, so. your radio on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. No pain nor death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling, traveling on. I feel like traveling, traveling on. My heavenly home is bright. It's glittering towers, the sun outshine. I feel like traveling on. That heavenly mansion shall be mine. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling, traveling on. I feel like traveling, traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like.